Duncan.
Richard.
Now, I know how much you love patriarchy.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm being fair. We're going to talk about someone really old school who was the King of Scotland and the King of England.
James.
Yes, Dunk. Yes, my boy.
Was he James the First or James the Sixth?
He was James the First of England, but James the Sixth of Scotland.
How fucking good is that knowledge straight off the top of the
head? Well done. I'm impressed with you, bruv. And we're going to talk about why he wrote that fucking book. The book of... What's it called? Demonology?
I don't know. Tell me about this book, mate.
Oh, you don't know about the book of demonology?
I don't believe I do. All I really know about James is that James was the son of Mary, Queen of Scots, who got locked in a tower because she was Elizabeth's sister.
Yeah, but didn't she want to... No, she's Elizabeth's cousin, wasn't she?
Cousin, sorry.
And didn't she want to take the throne? So Elizabeth saw as a threat.
I think she wanted to rule Scotland while Elizabeth ruled England.
Which seems fair.
Elizabeth wanted to keep the union.
Yeah. Have you seen paintings of Queen Elizabeth? She looked ugly.
What, you mean she's not some hot redhead?
Nah, the pictures...
As portrayed by Miranda Richardson in Blackadder.
Yeah, no, in the painting she looks not so good. She was known as the Virgin Queen, right? Well, there's a reason. Anyway, this book was first published in 1597, Dunk, okay?
1597, okay, yeah. Right.
And it was written and published by King James the Sixth of Scotland and the First of England as a philosophical dissertation on contemporary necromancy and the historical relationships between the various methods of divination used from ancient black magic. It was reprinted again in 1603 when James took the throne of England. The widespread consensus is that King James wrote the book Demonology in response to skeptical publications about witchcraft. So he wrote it to basically say, like, witches are real.
This is the same guy that got the King James version of the Bible commissioned.
Yes.
Bear this in mind.
Yes.
So this is a guy who essentially wanted a proper English translation of the Bible, but he also believed in witches.
Oh, yeah. I mean, see, we always talk... Everyone talks about fucking Matthew Hopkins and how he started the whole he was the witch finder general, and he's seen as the guy who invented the belief in witches. No, no, it goes back to fucking King James. This fucking motherfucker.
Yeah, but... Forgive me if I'm wrong, but were witches not part of Shakespeare's work?
Haha! Well, keep listening, Dunk. We're going to go into this, okay? So, demonology included a study of demons and the methods demons use to bother troubled men. The book endorses the practice of witch hunting.
Because even back in the 1500s, mate, they knew that women didn't have problems.
This book is believed to be one of the main sources used by William Shakespeare in the production of Macbeth. Now, you've got to remember that Shakespeare came later. So Shakespeare was influenced by the Book of Demonology.
How much later was Shakespeare?
I'd have to look it up. I can't look it up right now because I've got this article.
Okay, so Shakespeare was born in 1564. When was this book out?
This book was out in... It was first publicised in 1597.
So when Shakespeare was the same age as I am now?
Yep.
This book was published.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to be honest, Shakespeare didn't have long left. He only had another 20 years.
I mean, Shakespeare attributed many quotes and rituals found within the book directly to the weird sisters in Macbeth, yet also attributed the Scottish themes and settings referenced from the trials in which King James was involved.
What trials are those, Rich?
I don't fucking know.
You're a man with all the information. Have you read the Book of Demonology?
No. Don't
because it's available as a PDF.
I mean, if someone's gonna read it in a Scottish accent and make it sound like Macbeth, maybe I'll have it on as background noise or, you know, stuff to help me sleep. Hold on. So there was three books kind of published, right? The first book discussed the following topics, Dunk, okay? It was about magic, the division of the various magical arts with a comparison between necromancy and witchcraft, the use of charms, circles and conjurations, the division of astrology, the devil's contract with man, comparisons between the miracles of God and the devil, and the purpose of these practices to advise people. So that is the first book, Dunk.
So that's volume one.
The second book...
Paranoia.
The main argument of the second book is based on the following topics regarding the description of sorcery and witchcraft. The difference between biblical proof and imagination or myth. A description of sorcery and its comparison with witchcraft. The path of sorcerer's apprenticeship. Curses and roles of Satan. The appearance of devils, the times and forms which they appear. The division of witch actions and the methods of transportation and the illusions of Satan.
I'll be honest, mate, it sounds like this cunt's trying to start a cult.
Do you know what it also sounds like? He was the first fucker to write a trilogy. Because then comes book three. This guy invented trilogies, Dunk.
Yeah, so what have we got so far? So the first book, in summary, is like the equivalent of...
It's kind of magic, right? It's mainly about magic.
Setting up the concept.
Yeah.
The second is showing you the limitations of it with scary and disastrous results.
Yep. And then book three is...
What's book three?
It's the conclusion of the whole dialogue. James says that demons are under the direct supervision of God and are unable to act without God's permission. And he shows how God uses demonic forces as a rod of correction when man stray from his will.
So book three is selling you the idea of joining Christianity in order to save yourself from the demons, which were so scary in book two.
Which basically
so the moral of the story shows is us, join the church.
It basically shows us where hell was invented.
Where was hell invented?
By fucking King James in this fucking book.
Well, maybe in this country, but then... Here's the thing.
Go on, Dunk.
Right. There's been many references of hell or demons and everything else that have gone throughout history.
Depression. Dunk, it's called depression.
Is this just Rome having had its influence in Europe and telling young King James of whatever his fucking country is, Scotland or England?
Also known as Britain.
Oh, yeah. But he was very young when he became king, wasn't he? So he was easily led. I think he was a child when they started to look after him and teach him the ways. When was his coronation? When was King James's coronation?
Hey, this is the way.
No, Mandalorian, this isn't.
Oh, where was I going to go? Sorry, I've lost my trail of thought again. I'm getting too excited.
He wasn't coronated until 1603. This guy was spouting this shit and they were like, yeah, fuck it, we'll make him king.
I mean, yeah, America voted Donald Trump and might vote him in again. The public makes stupid decisions, Dunk.
Yeah, Wagner should have won. That's a reference that no one's going to understand.
One second,
I want to find out what he's up to.
His classification of demons is not based on separate demonic entities with their names, ranks, or titles. Instead, demonic entities are categorized according to the methods that they use to inflict mischief or torment on a living individual or a deceased corpse. The four categories of demonic entities based on their methods are spectra, spirits that trouble houses or solitary places, basically ghosts. Obsession, spirits that trouble people at various times of the day, such as incubi and succubi. Possession, spirits that enter inwardly into a person to trouble them. And fairies, illusionary spirits that prophesy, consult and transport their servants.
For anyone wanting to know, Wagner from X Factor has gone back to Brazil for a hair transplant and he's never coming back to the UK.
Why is he never coming back to the UK?
Probably because he's an immigrant, mate, and we do very well with immigrants in this country. Chapter 2, the devils are among us and they can only ask the permission of God.
I mean, this book is quite an important book, isn't it, really? Like, culturally, it's clearly influenced a lot. So
I think it shows the insanity of the age.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's noted that the themes taken from demonology and King James' involvement in the North Berwick witch trials may have directly contributed to Shakespeare's work Macbeth. Evidence of this exists in the Three Witches, use of ritual magic and direct quotes that directly relate to the testimony given from the witch trials described in the News of Scotland pamphlet. Macbeth had come into public enjoyment a few years after the publication of Demonology and retains many of the same Scottish themes and settings. Demonology assisted in the creation of witchcraft reform, heavily inspiring Richard Bernard in writing a manual on witch finding in 1629, titled A Guide to Grand Jury Men, which advised judicial trial procedure to take a stronger investigative approach to acquiring and analysing evidence and obtaining witnesses to be present during witchcraft trials. There was also an influence on Matthew Hopkins in his work as a witch finder between 1644 and 1646, in which an estimated 300 witches were tried and executed. And just to let you know, Dunk, they were tried and executed here in Chelmsford.
So Chelmsford didn't have the good sense to not believe in demons and religion.
No, because the whole society was just dumb as fuck.
Hook, line and sinker. I mean, to be honest, I was raised in the area where the last witch trial happened. So,
it was
like
10 years
like
ago.
Many things, mate. It's a fear of the unknown. If you don't know what it is, it's very easy to give it a label and make people scared of it completely unnecessarily.
Very true. In the year of Hopkins' death, 1647, he published The Discovery of Witches, which directly cited demonology as a source for creating methods in discovering a witch. The philosophical arguments King James poses through the character Ebsterman are based on concepts of theological reasoning regarding society's belief as his opponent. Pilamaths takes a philosophical stance on society's legal aspects, but sought to obtain the knowledge of Ebsterman. This philosophical approach signified as a philomath seeking to obtain greater knowledge through epistemology, a term that was later coined by James Frederick Ferrier in 1854. That's all I've got, Dunk. I'm done. I'm done reading shit.
Do you think that monarchy in the 21st century could ever spout so much shit and have people buy it and believe it?
I mean, monarchy could never do it now, but back then monarchy was like, well, it was enforced. We had no choice, right? You spoke ill of the king, you were fucking beheaded and killed.
I mean, technically, if you threaten the king's life, you'll suffer.
Yeah.
And if you openly speak ill of the royal family, then you will be a social pariah. I don't know. It's incredible that, I mean, it was an era where kings were, I mean, they still are. There's still a belief that kings are anointed by God.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Which goes all the way back to, who was the king of Wessex? God damn it. I can see his face. Alfred. So Alfred of Wessex, I think, started this whole thing that gods and kings were very alike, and it ceased to be a whoever was the fittest man would take the crown. And from that day onwards, everybody was hoodwinked into believing that everything that came out of a king's mouth was gospel and divine. Which then led to this cunt bringing out a trilogy of books about demons, which inspired Shakespeare.
Yeah, which I find strange, because it's like the whole witchcraft thing in England became big in the 15th century until the 18th century, right? But I'm reading other interesting things, like who was the first witch in mythology, and this goes way back to the fucking Greek gods and Hecate, The enigmatic and powerful figure in mythology is often referred as the quintessential witch of the Greek gods. And you got to think how fucking far back that is. And it's weird that the 15th century became this crazy time where, you know, witchcraft exploded and it was used and weaponized as such.
I mean, even the Egyptians had witches, I think.
Did they?
Who is the Egyptian goddess of witchcraft? Isis.
I mean, I read, here are some key reasons why people believed in witches. Religion and spiritual beliefs in many societies, particularly in medieval Europe. There was strong belief in supernatural forces and existence of evil spirits. And then what I find interesting is, I didn't know this happened, that in 1736, Parliament passed an act repelling the laws against witchcraft, but imposing fines or imprisonment on people who claim to be able to use magical powers. So it was it's legal to be a witch, Dunk, but if you use any of your powers, you're in danger.
You'll get taxed for it.
I mean, tax would be better.
Yeah. And now
we've put a lot of stupid rules like that. It's hilarious.
We really are quite thick. As a species, we're quite thick.
Fuck yeah, we are. It's mad.
Yeah, the fact that it took us until pretty much the Industrial Revolution to start to understand that science was maybe the answer. Because essentially, witchcraft for a lot of places was just medicine, really.
Yeah, that completely.
If you could heal someone with
knowledge of
like botanicals and stuff, then you were a witch.
If you could,
but the fact that it does go back all the way as far as the Egyptians means that for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, we genuinely believed that witches were among us, up until about 200 years ago, 300 years ago.
If you were an attractive woman, and you made a man have an erection who was married, you're a witch. If you were an attractive woman and a man then had a wet dream about you, witchcraft.
She's invading my dreams with the power of voodoo.
Witch!
But then, oddly, the notion of witchcraft stopped when the Americans went over and decided to kill all of the natives. So, maybe there's a link.
Oh, mate. It's a dark world.
Witchcraft is its maybe it's all just Native American.
It's a dark world.
Oh my god.
I mean, look, for me, I grew up as a kid fearing witches because of the cool like horror stories and ghost stories. And then the Blair Witch Project made the coolest form of a witch that I feel has ever been made in a lovely time capsule of the 90s through the Blair Witch Project movie. And you never actually see the witch, which leaves it all up to your imagination of what you want it to be. Now,
I think that's the biggest. I think that's the biggest aspect. That's the reason why it succeeded. Completely. Was you don't see it, and so it's entirely in your imagination. So your own perception of what the witch is going to look like.
Yeah, and it's like
that's what makes it scary.
Now, obviously, we all know the real reason of witches, and that, you know, they were just innocent women being burned and killed and murdered by dickhead men, which has kind of, for me, sadly taken a lot of the fun out of witches.
Yeah, it has.
It really has.
When was the first belief that witches could fly?
Was that way later?
That wouldn't have been in the Book of Demonology, would it?
No, I wouldn't have thought not, but let me have a Google and I'll get back to you.
Because it's a very, I don't know, I always... Everyone grows up with a very kind of American idea of what witches are, which, as we've established, considering that witchcraft ended when America was founded, is a very bizarre concept indeed that Halloween is such a popular thing over in America. Because they've got nothing to be scared about, because witchcraft doesn't exist. But, yeah, everyone's sort of notion of a witch on a broomstick with a pointy hat, that's got to be... Where the hell did the pointy hat come from? No one was wearing a pointy hat back in 15th century England.
I mean, is that not just all Americanized? Is that not just America creating that kind of thing? Like Halloween.
Was it movies?
Halloween originated in Ireland, but everyone thinks Halloween has come from America, but it originated in Ireland.
Yeah, but everyone in America claims to be Irish, so...
That's true. Even the Italian-Americans.
Or Scottish. But you'll never hear an American claim to be English.
20 minutes!
It's always...